From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. Farmers in the U.S. face one of the highest suicide rates of any occupation, and federal data shows suicide rates in rural communities tend to be higher than in urban areas. IPM Student Newsroom's Alyssa Eaton reports financial stress and a lack of mental health resources can make it hard for farmers to get the help they need. In a note to listeners, this story mentions suicide.
Solomon Ham was born into a farm family in western Illinois. He says before he was born, his dad, Danny Ham, was a Western Illinois political science student back in the 80s. But he dropped out of school suddenly to help his family run their farm full time.
My dad never wanted to be a farmer, really. He was kind of forced into that by his family because his dad had a heart attack and they were making it his duty to, like, take over his farm and everything.
Solomon, who's now an IT professional in Champaign, says his family suffered financially due to the challenging nature of running a farm.
You know, you take on a lot of debt from all that equipment, and you're harvesting crops, which there's a litany of things that can go wrong. There was that kind of feeling of instability just due to external stresses I couldn't fully comprehend at the time.
In 2002, the family was notified that the bank would foreclose on their farm. Danny's wife Giselle Ham says an attorney recommended they file for bankruptcy to settle their debts. She says her husband took this news really hard.
That's kind of a hard situation to be in, and Danny knew it. He had a mental breakdown. He really was more scattered and just really impulsive.
Giselle says around this time, the family's bankruptcy attorney asked if Danny had ever thought about taking his own life, to which he responded yes.
That just threw me for a loop. It just was a shock. I didn't envision that he would ever think of taking his life. So that was always in the back of my mind, that was a possibility from that point on.
Giselle says she tried to find mental health resources, but struggled. In their rural community, qualified mental health providers were few and far between.
Farmers and farm families, I think it's just a kind of very special situation, and people need to be trained in how to handle those special situations when, you know, a farmer loses his livelihood. We just struggled to find help and just kind of gave up trying to find mental health resources at that time.
Danny ended up leaving farming and jumped from job to job, mostly in sales. Then in 2022, he died from suicide. Solomon says one of the worst things was having to call people to tell them what had happened to his dad.
At first, you don't really believe it, right? When you hear that, you're just like, yeah.
He remembers his dad as always making people laugh and feel welcome. He says his favorite memories with him include playing guitar and going on drives.
I definitely miss playing for him, for sure. That was a good memory. I think it's important to check up on people who might seem, you know, seem even fine, you know, especially people like my dad.
In Northwest Champaign County stands a tall blue house. This is where Mark Horton, a corn and soybean farmer, lives. He says right now is a particularly challenging time for farmers. Over the past couple of years, he's had below average crop production on top of rising costs for essential equipment and rising interest rates for loans. There's just not enough money coming in to pay the bills.
I know what the banks are looking for, and what we have right now is not. You can't write the check. And that's an age-old problem.
Horton says it's important to have a support system.
I just know that people that are having a lot of struggle and don't have anyone to talk to, it's a super lonely place and it's a dangerous place. And we don't want that out here in the farm community.
He's glad to see programs like the Farm Family Resource Initiative crop up in recent years. Based out of Southern Illinois University, the program provides mental health resources to farmers and farm families.
These professionals who are trained in mental health, but they also understand agriculture and they understand farming.
That's Rachel Brown, a mental health specialist with the initiative. She says they offer individual counseling and support groups both in person and virtually so that people across the state can access them.
I've seen the folks who come to group really kind of build that support network there. There's a stigma that we kind of have to overcome to help people realize it's okay to need help, and the help is out there.
Solomon Hamm, whose dad died from suicide, says he's taken steps to find mental health support for himself and hopes that more people do the same.
With a better support system and better awareness and a decrease in the stigma of, you know, men can't have mental health issues or they'll feel weak and inadequate or something like that is what we need to get past if we're to prevent things like this from happening.
I'm Alyssa Eaton, IPM News.